We've heard lots of talk lately about CEO pay, most recently that of Richard Grasso, the departed CEO of the New York Stock Exchange. Today, some insight into the world of nonprofit CEOs. The Chronicle of Philanthropy is out with its annual survey of nonprofit salaries. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Ryssdal. Kai, let's get to the good stuff. How much money do these guys make?
Well, Alex, sadly, it's not really quite that easy. They've broken their measurements down into about 20 categories or so, depending on the type of organization we're talking about, arts groups, community foundations, take your pick. I'll just give you a couple of organizations, though, and some names that folks might recognize. The general manager of the Metropolitan Opera in New York, Joseph Volpe, he made $756,000 last year in direct compensation. That was at the top of the arts category. For colleges and universities, Gordon Gee, he is the chancellor at Vanderbilt University. He made $720,000 last year. Down into the environmental groups, the CEO of the Nature Conservancy, his name is Steve McCormick, he made $378,000 last year. So how much you make sort of depends on where you work.
Sounds like pretty good pay, though.
Yeah, it is. But you have to remember, some of these folks run multi-billion dollar operations. Let's just take another one. The president of the Ford Foundation, she made $650,000 last year. But she runs, you know, an organization that has $9 billion in assets. Same thing for the nonprofit hospitals, just for instance. The guy who runs Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, Harold Varmus, he made $1.5 million last year. That's fine. But Sloan Kettering is really a functioning business. Had $1.2 billion in operating income in 2002.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about salaries going up stratospherically for CEOs. Is that true in the nonprofit sector as well as the for-profit sector, private companies?
It is a trend. It's an uptrend. We'll give lie to the whole stratospheric thing here for a second. The average raise, rather the median raise for nonprofit CEOs was 4.3%. For-profit sector made 4%. So these guys are making more money. But I have to temper some of those big numbers I mentioned a minute ago with the median salary, which is just $285,000 across the board. I say just, but, you know, it's still a lot of money.
Have the Wall Street scandals of the last couple of years had an effect on all this?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things you see the boards of directors at these groups saying is, let's not get tarred with that same Enron brush. They are very aware of reputations and perceptions, and that's reflected in some of the pay decisions that they make. We will, of course, be following all things financial in the Marketplace Newsroom today, and we're working on a story about private companies training Iraqis for military service there.
Thanks, Kai.
Sure, Alex.
Kai Ryssdal of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.